Y'all thought the discourses were bad on film Twitter. Wait till this movie comes out. I am being so serious and playing at the same time. But Civil War is one of those movies that I think is going to break film Twitter finally. But being serious for a moment here, this is one of the films we saw at South by Southwest. One of my least anticipated for sure, I will tell you that right now. I just didn't know how to feel about Civil War going into it when it first got announced, when I saw the teasers, pictures, all of that. I still wasn't sure. Even when I was sitting on the seat and waiting for the film to start at the Paramount in Austin. Hope this is okay, but I don't have high hopes. Now, I am a big fan of Goran's work, from Ex Machina to Annihilation, Debs. I have not watched Men yet, but I think that Alex Garland has a very distinct way of doing sci-fi, and I enjoy it, but I wasn't sure what to expect from a war movie from Alex Garland. This was also A24's most expensive film. This was also A24's most expensive film to date at the moment, so big gambles on both sides, and I wasn't sure what to expect. So let's get into my thoughts and my opinions on Civil War. So first and foremost, this was nothing that I expected the movie to be. Once that movie started, it completely just gripped me and it never let me go until the very end. This is a film that I'm just going to talk about the technical aspect of it, because that is the biggest thing about this film. That sound design is on another level. Let me tell you, when that first gunshot comes through on the screen and you just hear it, but you also feel it, that Dolby surround sound just grabs you. It is something else, honestly. And I think that is one of the technical achievements that this movie has for it, is that sound design is so gripping and it just overtakes you as you're watching the film as well. I think Alex Garland also has some amazing cinematography here, because there is this big scope to the film, and I was curious to see how much of a scope the movie would have, especially compared to Alex Garland's other works, which I feel are a little bit smaller, more intimate. I think in this movie you really get that sense of this grand new world that is now present here, that has overtaken the previous world, and you see how that sort of like violence and all of this despair has changed everybody around them. In terms of the cast here, I think Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney, Wagner Moura, Stephen McKinney Henderson are just incredible. They are the four journalists in this film who we are watching their journey as they go from one spot all the way to the White House now in order to get a picture of the president. Now, if you're asking yourself, how exactly does the Civil War start? Before we get into that, I want to tell you that I was very scared and skeptical if Alex Garland was going to try and explain how a civil war would start in the United States. Not saying that he can't and saying that he should be restricted, but I just didn't feel we would get a good enough sort of answer from somebody who isn't from the United States and is very detached from the current political climate that the United States is in right now, which is a very interesting time to have a civil war movie coming out. I gotta say that right now. It's an election year as well. So very much so, tensions are running high when it comes to political stuff in the United States. So it's interesting to have this movie right now. But I will tell you that the way Alex Garland approaches explaining what happened here, the Civil War and all of that, I won't give any spoilers, I think was the best possible way to do it and really elevated the film for me. But I also see some people say that kind of hindered it for them. So I think it's going to be a split down the middle of how people feel about that decision that Alex Garland makes. But back to the cast, I think that Kirsten Dunst here is just an incredible character. And honestly, I'm excited to see more of Dunst in the future. I think that Kirsten is one of those actresses that we just need to see a lot more of in so many other projects, because they always deliver so well. Kaylee Spaney as well, as a newcomer, I think has a great balance and chemistry between all of their co-stars. And the moments that we have with her and Kirsten Dunst's character of Miller were just some of the most, I feel, touching and just incredible work from both of them. Wagner and Stefan as well did an amazing job. I really enjoy Wagner's character a lot. There's a lot of moments in this film that are comedic, I will say that, and I think Wagner has some of the best deliveries for it. I think that the film balancing that sort of comedy with the seriousness of the situation was done and executed perfectly as well, where it doesn't really take you out if you're laughing, because you know you need that little moment in yourself as you're watching all of this violence unfold on the big screen. So a little chuckle, a little laugh here and there, really goes a long way, and it really keeps the sort of heaviness of the film still feeling very, I would say, floaty, and it doesn't feel like it's being bogged down by more and more heavy stuff. That humor really came in and aided the film in a way I wasn't sure it would. And I think where it really shines is not where it's trying to talk about these sort of political climates, these sort of political sides of one or the other, but more about the heart of the movie, which is the journalist and a journalist's responsibility and how important the press are really to all of us as humanity to try and get these answers as to what is going on. The dynamics between the four press, because they all are in different stages of their life, they all have a different perception and outlook of what's going on, where you have Kaylee Spaney's Jesse, who feels like they are just coming into the game and they really want to make a name for themselves and climb the ranks. And then you have the veterans like Sammy, who is played by Stefan, who just wants to sort of lead a quieter life and just take it easy. And then you have Lee and also Joe, who are sort of roughed out about all of this that has happened, and you can kind of feel that they don't really have that empathy, or they're trying their best to hide it just because they need to be this way. They know they need to have this rough edge to them in order to continue just living with all of the horrors and atrocities that keep on happening. And I really enjoyed the movie when it took those moments to really showcase just how much Lee really is hurting deep inside after everything that has happened and everything they've gone through in their life, and just showing that sometimes, you know, the people that are sort of journaling all of this for history to see, we don't ever really think about how they really are at the end of the day. And it brings me back to some of the photographers that have done some amazing work throughout the years, and we see that they ultimately aren't happy, and ultimately sometimes that leads to mental anguish and just a very, very sad moment. Garland actually talked about this during the Q&A, that this was more of a film about journalists, and that's exactly what I wanted Civil War to be. I didn't want Civil War to try and focus too much on the messages and sort of become this tale of this happened because of this. And it sort of is inferred throughout the film. Kirsten Dunst here just has an incredible performance, I think, as the character of Lee. And there's a lot of intimate moments between each of the characters, and I think that's what really pushes and elevates the story a lot more as we start to get to know them, their fears, who they are, and what exactly they're trying to get with this trip. The film at times can feel like a road trip movie, and what makes the movie feel so much more impactful is we're seeing as these four human beings are going on this road trip in order to get this shot of the president or to go to one of their destinations and all of that. And we see this bonding that they have over time, whether we see it through a good memory, a bad memory, and all of that. We just see them going through all of this and growing a bit closer, in my opinion. So that by the time that when we get out of these moments that are small and intimate, and we could jump right into the war and the violence that is actually going on, those moments are much more stressful because you're just like, please let them get out of this alive. And you're just there holding your breath as these gunshots and all of these explosions are just happening. And with the sound design, like I told you, just being incredible. And then the visuals just being all up in your face. It is definitely a movie where you're on the edge of your seat, you're holding your breath, and you don't know what's about to happen next. Trust me with that. I just really enjoyed what Alex Garland was able to bring here with the vision that is Civil War. The cast that was just so great, honestly. I am very excited to see all of these cast members go on to make bigger things and just be in a lot more movies, because honestly, they deserve it. I am a Kaylee Spaney believer after this. I definitely think Kaylee has such a big range, and I'm excited to see more of them here. But for sure, the MVP, Kirsten Dunst, in this, just an incredible actress. I've loved seeing Kirsten Dunst's career flourish in recent years, and I'm excited to see more of Kirsten Dunst in the future. Wagner Moura as well, very funny, and also Steven Henderson. I love seeing Steve. Anytime I see Steven, I'm excited. I kid you not, I always clap when I see he's in a trailer or something. I just want him to get more stuff because he's just always exceptional. And here, without a doubt, definitely got me. So overall, I think Civil War, for sure, the sound design is amazing. That is the first thing you're going to think about as soon as you leave the theater, just how impactful that sound really was. The cinematography and the scope of this also so grand, so beautiful, so haunting, so dark. And the cast is just tremendous. Honestly, just an incredible, incredible cast. And I'm happy that it's not what I expected, because what I was expecting was something that I don't think I would have enjoyed if that's what the movie was. Just happy to report to you that I think, in my opinion, and let's put the words up here, in my opinion, this is a masterpiece, and I'm excited to see what Garland and A24 have cooking up next, as apparently Garland is supposed to be making another war movie for A24, so we'll see how that is. But this is one of my favorite movies at South by Southwest, possibly one of my favorite movies of the year as well. It's still in my top five right now. But let me know what you think right now. We give Civil War a 4.5 out of 5. We clearly think it's near perfect. I still want to see it one more time before I give it that 5 stars out of 5. So once I see it again, I will definitely know if it's a 5-star movie or if it's just a 4.5. There's some things I want to get more into about why my score is not a 5 right now, but that would be spoiler talk. So stay tuned once the movie is closer to release date for that spoiler talk. But let me know what you think about Civil War, if you're excited or not, if you're going to be watching it in the theaters, or if this is a movie you're going to skip. Are you nervous about some of the critics not liking it, or are you just like, no way, this is my movie and I'm going to go watch it? Let me know in the comments. But as always, I'll see all of you next time. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. We're on the road to 30,000 subscribers. Check out our all of our reviews from South by Southwest. We have some of the other movies that were at South by, but we watched them at Sundance, like I Saw a TV Glow, It's What's Inside. We also have our review for Immaculate, Cuckoo, Monkey Man. So make sure you watch all of those reviews. Really appreciate it. Follow us here and hit that notification bell. Helps us a lot when you do that. So please do so. 30,000 subscribers. Let's get to it. I'll see you next time. Stay safe. Stay positive.